If we handle our criticisms properly, we can effectively correct those who are mistaken. The way we're behaving now is more like wild beasts or irrational creatures than human beings. When people see someone making mistakes, they don't attempt to correct the person directly. Instead, they gossip about it with others, like drunk, senseless older women. They disobey the saying, "Acquire love for free, but don't earn hatred for nothing." When they feel like gossiping, they don't mind incurring unnecessary hatred and punishment. Yet, when correction is necessary, they make numerous excuses not to intervene. This would be the perfect time to remember the phrase, "Don't earn hatred for nothing," and the excuses like, "I can't do anything," or "It's not my business." But in reality, they become overly curious when gossiping and don't care about earning hatred. However, when they should be caring for their brother's salvation, they prefer to be uninvolved and avoid offense. Despite all this, gossip sparks hatred from both God and man, which doesn't seem to bother them. But by privately giving advice and correction, you can gain the favor of both man and God. Even if he dislikes your criticism, God will love you more for it. Additionally, he won't hate you as much as when your backbiting sparked his dislike. In the initial instance, he'll avoid you like an enemy, but now he'll respect you more than his own father. Even if he seems upset by your advice, he'll appreciate you internally.